This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau Federation, together with the Georgetown University McDonough School of Business Global Social Enterprise Initiative, announces the fifth in a series of free online business training webinars for rural entrepreneurs and Farm Bureau members. Finding and Keeping Talent will be presented on December 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. The webinar will focus on growing your team by developing staff in new ways, in addition to recruiting outside expertise for legal, export, or marketing assistance. Featured presenters include Jeff Reed, founding director of the Georgetown Entrepreneurship Initiative, Jody Keenan, state director of the Virginia Small Business Development Centers Network, Tom Merck, senior manager, Red Hat business strategist, and an investor. Interested Farm Bureau members and others are encouraged to RSVP online at www.gotomeeting.com/register/718-549705. Railroad bottlenecks, congestion, and high freight prices have frustrated Minnesota farmers this year as they try to sell their corn and soybeans. Now some are turning to an alternative, barges instead of rail cars. They are bypassing rail terminals and driving to river ports, giving the barge industry a modest but significant bump in business. As of November 1, year-to-date grain barge tonnages were 13% higher than the five-year average and the highest since 2010, according to a recent Agriculture Department report. That rising demand has also affected prices, and another federal report noted that barge rates for export grain in October averaged 33 to 60% higher than the five-year average during that month. The 2015 application for the National FFA Organization Scholarship Program is now available, but FFA is still trying to get in touch with a few members who haven't claimed their educational assistance from 2014. Can you help? Check out the list of unclaimed 2014 FFA scholarship recipients online. Turkey consumption has nearly doubled over the past 25 years. In 2012, per capita turkey consumption was 16 pounds compared to 8.3 pounds in 1975. Check out the National Turkey Federation's website for more turkey tidbits. Christy Boswell, AFBF's labor specialist, talked about the need to convince Congress to take steps to pass responsible long-term immigration reform as a guest on Monday's AgriTalk radio program with host Mike Adams. President Barack Obama's executive order announced last week can't go far enough for agriculture's needs, according to Boswell. She also pointed out that Farm Bureau continues to press members of Congress to understand that it's time to stop letting politics hijack this issue. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to propose label changes for pesticides next month that relate to pollinator issues, which prompted AFBF to file comments in connection with the work of the Pollinator Health Task Force on Monday. AFBF pledged readiness to work with all stakeholders, including the federal government and state governments, to find ways to assist in improving the health of pollinators, particularly honeybees. AFBF policy on pesticides includes supporting access to critical pesticides used for crop and livestock production. Academy Award-winning filmmaker James Maul's feature-length documentary, Farmland, is now available for rent and purchase via on-demand platforms. The film's move to digital platforms takes place this month, following a successful four-week run on Hulu.com and Hulu Plus. Farmland is available for digital download via iTunes, Amazon Instant Video, Blockbuster On Demand, Sony PlayStation, Vudu.com, Xbox, and YouTube. The cost to download and own the film ranges from $14.99 to $19.99 for high definition and $12.99 to $14.99 for standard definition format. Online rental will cost approximately $4.99 to $7.99 for high definition and $3.99 to $6.99 for standard definition format. Farmland will also be available to traditional satellite and cable television subscribers via video on demand or pay-per-view platforms in December. DirecTV and Dish subscribers will have access to farmland through video on demand or pay-per-view channels beginning December 2nd. The film is also being made available to companies that deliver video on demand or pay-per-view content to AT&T UVerse, Verizon Fios, Comcast, Cox Communications, and Time Warner Cable. Viewers are encouraged to check their local video on demand or pay-per-view channels on their respective cable and satellite television providers for details. With its final report of the 2014 season issued, the Agriculture Department has calculated that farmers have completed 94% of the corn crop, while soybeans are now at 97%, according to the agency's weekly crop progress report. Fighting against less than ideal weather conditions in many spots where crops still remain in the fields, farmers were able to gain only 5 percentage points over the past week to achieve 94% of the corn harvest, which equals the 2013 level, but is higher than the USDA's 5-year average of 92%. It is expected with the limited amount of acreage that remains that farmers will wrap up harvest by the first part of next week as long as current field and weather conditions hold. Regarding the soybean crop, farmers were also tested by the current weather pattern as they only advanced harvesting by 3 points to reach 97% completed. At this time, they are still ahead of the 2013 level of 95%, but remain 1 point behind the USDA's 5-year average. Snarky teenagers across America are expressing their displeasure with school lunches by tweeting photos with the hashtag #ThanksMichelleObama. The hashtag referring to First Lady Michelle Obama is included in the tweets because she spearheaded the Let's Move campaign in 2010, which eventually led to an overhaul of school lunch standards that has met with mixed reviews. The American Farm Bureau Federation expressed disappointment last week with the Environmental Protection Agency's announcement of a delay in issuing 2014 standards for the Renewable Fuel Standard Program. Renewable fuels have been a tremendous success story for the nation by reducing our country's dependence on foreign crude oil, reducing air pollution, and providing good-paying jobs within rural America, noted AFBF President Bob Stallman in a statement. He added, "This significant delay and inability of the EPA to set standards for the Renewable Fuel Standard Program creates unneeded uncertainty in the marketplace. Even though EPA took the appropriate course in reconsidering its proposed rule after receiving substantial pushback from rural America, Farm Bureau continues to believe that adhering to the framework of the RFS2 remains the best approach." Feeding America and the Land Trust Alliance are delivering bags of apples to senators' offices this week, along with a letter that calls attention to two critical tax incentives in the America Gives More Act. The letter describes two Farm Bureau-supported tax provisions that have expired: tax incentives for conservation easements and the food donation incentive. The apples being delivered were picked at Crooked Run Orchard in Virginia, which conserved its farmland through a conservation easement. New York Farm Bureau is working with federal lawmakers to secure assistance for farmers in the central and western parts of the state who were hurt by the record snowfall last week. "Our immediate concerns are with those farms that are dealing with the devastating impacts of the record snowfall," said New York Farm Bureau President Dean Norton in a statement. "The snow load weighing down the roofs of barns and greenhouses remains a serious concern. New York Farm Bureau is encouraging farmers to keep a close watch on conditions and prepare to move people, animals, and equipment to a safer location if needed." Senator Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York and Representative Brian Higgins and Chris Collins of New York are urging Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to provide an immediate assessment of the damage done to Western New York farms, as well as stand at the ready to swiftly approve any requests from upstate New York farmers for federal USDA disaster assistance following the historic snowstorm. County officials have said they expect the cost of this disaster to meet the criteria needed for federal support, and if it does, Schumer, Gillibrand, Higgins, and Collins said that New York State farmers who incurred loss due to the storm should be able to seek USDA disaster assistance. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.